Marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God. The family is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children. Husband and wife have a solemn responsibility to love and care for each other and for their children. Parents have the sacred duty to rear their children in love and righteousness, to provide for their physical and spiritual needs, to teach them to love and serve one another, to observe the commandments of God, and to be law-abiding citizens wherever they live. Husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, will be held accountable before God for the discharge of these obligations. David Osmond sings "The Second Greatest Thing" from the Michael McLean album, "It's Not Love Till It's Been Through a Storm."
If I wrote a pop song that topped the charts, and everyone sang it with all their hearts, and it rocked on for 20 years at number one, I'd say it's the second greatest thing I've ever done. If I wrote a sermon like the one on the mount, if I had billions in my account, if I cured cancer and a Nobel Prize was won, I'd say it's the second greatest thing I've ever done. I loved her, I kept my promise, I loved her no matter what, and she'll always be the only one. I am not a perfect husband, but my heart was never shut. Loving her's the greatest thing I've ever done. Loving her. Well, if Oprah asked me what brought me pride, of all the great things that I have tried, ending hunger or the charities I fund, I'd say they're the second greatest things I've ever done. 'Cause I love them, I've read them stories, I love them, I tuck them in, and I help them with their homework too. Father, but my heart just has to grin. Loving them's the greatest thing I'll ever do. Loving them. Oh. Now I won't lie and say I never tried to grab my share of fame, but something's clear from year to year, and that will never change. I loved him when church was boring, I loved him and said my prayers, though I haven't been the perfect son. Well, in my home I've always trusted in the guardian upstairs. It's the reason I'm the man that I've become. Loving him's the greatest thing I've ever done. Loving her, loving them, loving him.
The First Presidency has again stressed parental priority. From their recent letter to the saints, I quote, "We call upon parents to devote their best efforts to the teaching and rearing of their children in gospel principles, which will keep them close to the church. The home is the basis of a righteous life, and no other instrumentality can take its place or fulfill its essential functions in carrying forward this God-given responsibility. Do today and every day all the things you would do if you only had today. Hilary Weeks sings, If I Only Had Today, from her album of the same name.
It seems like I've watched a million sunsets and stared at a thousand full moons. Sometimes it feels like I've been here forever, and sometimes it all feels brand new. I could never count the heartbeats from the day I was born until now, but not a single one goes unnoticed by him who breathes life in me somehow. But if there were no more tomorrows, if I knew that I could not stay, I know how I'd spend every minute if I only had today. I only had today.
Happiness in family life is most likely to be achieved when founded upon the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Successful marriages and families are established and maintained on principles of faith, prayer, repentance, forgiveness, respect, love, compassion, work, and wholesome recreational activities. By divine design, fathers are to preside over their families in love and righteousness, and are responsible to provide the necessities of life and protection for their families. Mothers are primarily responsible for the nurture of their children. In these sacred responsibilities, fathers and mothers are obligated to help one another as equal partners. Disability, death, or other circumstances may necessitate individual adaptation. Katie Thompson sings, "You Can Make It," from the Michael McLean album, The Other Side of Sorrow.
The night before the science fair, it wasn't right, it wasn't fair. My fourth grade partner was quite ill. Her bronchitis choked our dream of being our school's winning team. We each had parts we had to fill. I couldn't do it all myself. I'd mess things up without some help. So I gave up because there was no way. And then I heard my mother say, "You can make it, though it's not easy on your own and not what you planned. You can make it when you feel like you just give half enough, when you give all you can. I'm sure the judge will understand. The night before a splendid life, the news cut through me like a knife. Another partner had grown sick. He wouldn't make it through the spring. The duet we were meant to sing would be my solo far too great. I couldn't raise these kids myself. I'd mess things up without his help. I'd lost the faith that it would help to pray until I heard somebody say, you can make it, though it's not easy on your own, and it's not what you planned. You can make it when you feel like you just give half enough, when you give all you can. I'm sure the judge will understand. You can make it, though it's not easy on your own, and it's not what you planned. You can make it when you feel like you just give half enough, when you give all you can.
President Brigham Young explained that our families are not yet ours. The Lord has committed them to us to see how we will treat them. Only if we are faithful will they be given to us forever. What we do on earth determines whether or not we will be worthy to become heavenly parents. One Clear Voice, on their self-titled album, sings this rendition of Keeping Sheep.
I have a little flock of sheep, and they are mine to tend and keep. And I must guard them every day, for little lambs, when left alone, will lose their way. So many voices say to me, a sheepfold is no place to be. Your time in there is dull and slow, and lambs leave very little for you to grow. Oh, if I ever start to stray and deceive my thoughts of greener pastures, remind me, Lord, that keeping sheep will lead to happier ever afters. Will lead to happier ever afters. Oh, surely there will come a day when all the lambs have left my side, and I am free to roam about and go exploring other meadows, green and wide. Yet something whispers in my heart that when my sheep have left this pen, I'll long to stroke their little heads, to draw them close to me and have them young again. Oh, if I ever start to sleep, if I ever am deceived by thoughts of greener pastures, remind me, Lord, that keeping shining will lead to happier ever afters. Will lead to happier ever afters. So while they still are in my care, I pray that I will clearly see these little lambs within my fold are tender gifts the Master Shepherd has given me.
Build family traditions. Plan and carry out meaningful activities together, considering your children's needs, talents, and abilities. Help them create happy memories, improve their talents, and build their feelings of self-worth. Sherry Call sings of the impact of a loving father in her song, He, from the album Beneath These Stars.
He is riding on a horse in my childhood memories. He's teaching me how to hold the reins, or sometimes he is whistling. As he opens the garage when it's time to mow the lawn, or we're riding in his car with the country station on.
Sometimes he feels far away when I am in my high school life. But he is standing in the back with the camera to his eye. And I am in the Sound of Music, and he is there to be my fan. I am a nun like 15 others, but he knows which one I am. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Some say dads are not the same, and that they don't have tender hearts, and they are not for kissing bruises. They're here to play a different part. I don't know about other men. I only know what I can see. And I have seen my father's mighty tears, and I know they fall for me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And these days I hold him close, though we live so far apart. And most times a Sunday phone line connects the space between our hearts. I know he lives a complicated life in this complicated world, but I hope he never will forget that I am still his little girl.
By word and example, teach moral values and a commitment to obeying the commandments. Remember the Prophet Joseph Smith's words, "Nothing is so much calculated to lead people to forsake sin as to take them by the hand and watch over them with tenderness." When persons manifest the least kindness and love to me, oh, what power it has over my mind! While the opposite course has a tendency to harrow up all the harsh feelings and depress the human mind. Marie Pearson sings "Lullaby for Me" from the Michael McLean album Tender Mercies.
This hasn't been a day that I would call my best. I'd give myself a failing grade if this had been a test. I didn't comfort you when you were all alone. I was too busy crying through some problems of my own. Today I have not been the mom you needed me to be. And tonight I wish that you could sing a lullaby for me. Glad that you can sleep. I wish that I could too. I'm sorry that today I wasn't really here for you. I must have slipped away to some far distant land, where I'm the child who cries until her mother takes her hand. Tonight I wish that you could sing a lullaby for me. Tomorrow I'll reclaim my proper place. I'll tuck you in and gently kiss your face. I'll do those mom supposed to do? And I'll know what those things should be, 'cause tonight I need 'em too. This hasn't been a day that I want to repeat. I'm sorry I could only say I'm so sorry while you sleep. Today I have not been the one you needed me to be. And tonight I wish that you could sing a lullaby for me. Tonight I need someone to sing a lullaby.
Elder L. Tom Perry counsels, in a world of turmoil and uncertainty, it is more important than ever to make our families the center of our lives and the top of our priorities. Families lie at the center of our Heavenly Father's plan. We must use all of the resources we have to foster greater harmony, greater love, and greater influence in the Lord's special designated unit, the family. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform Love at Home from their album Come, Come Ye Saints.